You're very welcome to another edition of Lauren na Páirce here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Well, football will be our main focus over the next hour. Rec Galway manager Kenny Hassett and captain Willie Hassey will chat about their Munster club semi-final against Castlehaven on Sunday. It's also a big weekend for Rowan Moore. Sky Blues defender Gavin O'Brien will chat about their provincial clash with Mungret St Paul's at Welsh Park on Sunday. And later in the hour, we'll hear from Ballygunner boss Darragh O'Sullivan as they prepare for another Munster final. But first,
Hassey coming forward, flicks it on brilliantly to Conor Murray, the experienced Conor, the Moon Tour. Nephew of the great Joe, part of that team in 95, of course, sings a lovely diagonal ball, waiting for the chance inside to Crouch. Crouch, a lovely chance of a goal on here. Goal chance here for James Power. Kicks the ball across. Chance of a goal. A brilliant goal by Jason Curry. The build-up was good. The finish was even better. Jason Curry has been brilliant in the first half, and now he's starting the second with a goal. Crucial goal. Well worked. Finished brilliantly by Jason Curry.
Absolutely brilliant finish. Found himself in the right place at the right time. Great movement again. Conor Murray was just inspiration in that play. Anything that's positive about Lacoma come forward, he's always hands on the ball, he's always looking for that pass. Great diagonal ball, 35 yard across the field, created the opportunity.
Dunbar coming forward, 66 minutes on the clock in this county senior football final. So George Corbett scored a big match. It's a county final, Nairn Rec Gormack. Dunbar going to relinquish the Conway Cup to the men from Rec Gormack, their great rivals over the past number of years. Ball is way down the left hand side, inside Rec Gormack defence. The referee blows his whistle for a push in the back. It's all over. 1-9 to 6 points. Rec Gormack are champions, and the cup comes back to Rec Gormack for the first time since 2019. They didn't want to become the first team to lose four county finals. They haven't lost four county finals. They're deserved winners this afternoon. 14 men for lots of the second half, but Kenny Hassett's men have done the business.
Yes, plenty of celebrations in the village of Rec Gormack after a county final win over the Nair. The men in red and green are back in action on Sunday. They will face Cork champions Castlehaven in the Munster Club semi-final at Fraher Field for a 1:30 throw-in. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Kieran O'Connor and Gary Hurney on commentary duty. And our coverage starts at 1:15. Well, on Wednesday night, I visited Curry Park in Rec Gormack to chat to manager Kenny Hassett and captain Willie Hassey. And I asked Kenny firstly about his emotions following that victory over the Nair.
There was a few emotions, Tomás, and I spoke to Kieran actually straight after it. Joy, there was pride, but relief was a huge one. After being beaten in the three previous ones, the relief to finally get over the line. And you could see it out with the supporters, with the players out in the field afterwards. You know, there was just, the weight was lifted off our shoulders. And, you know, like I said, joy and the pride was there, but really it was relief to say that we'd finally got over the line and got there.
Yeah, how much of a weight did you feel as a management team, Kenny, heading into that county final?
You feel it, of course you do. I mean, it's only natural. No, but we didn't make too much of an issue about it. We knew with the management team and the players that it was always there. But we never made a huge deal about it. We would have briefly spoke about it and things like that. We all knew it was there, but it was just a case of putting our head down, you know, how could we analyse an error? What could we do better? What can we do to stop them? And look, it came together for us on the day, and we got the performance, and the lads were fantastic on the day. So we got the win, which was great.
Why do you think it all came together on the day, Kenny?
Jesus, if I knew that, Tomás. look, we prepared well. We did prepare well. But you're dealing with a great bunch of players, an experienced bunch of players. You know, that know what it takes to win. I mean, they have got over the line before. And I think it was just in them this year, like, that they weren't going to be denied. And they got us over the line, fair play to them.
Willie, what was different about 2023 compared to the three previous finals?
I think the hurt that we felt in the 3 years previous, I know it's very cliche, but I think that hurt was bottled in us and we talked about it. We had team meetings back in January and February of this year. Just to bottle that hurt, and Kenny mentioned it there, we knew what it was like to win one as well, so we had mixed emotions, like, but we combined those two, and I feel we came closer together as a team this year. We had a few younger lads coming in and they were pushing us, the starting 15, and also the intermediate team were going well this year, so there was more of a drive for positions this year more so than other years. I think that all came to a head in the county final. Yeah,
did the journey start as far back as January, really?
Yeah, we did. Like, we sat down with Kenny, we put a plan in place, and one thing we set down was kind of Jim it was used there in the last couple of years, but we tried to reinforce it a bit more this year. So we were down in Peter Corwin's gym every Monday night since probably it was February of this year. We had collective sessions with Ross Brown, our S&C coach. But yeah, it was a 10, 11 month long process, I suppose, to get to the Conway Cup back.
And you had the honour of lifting that Conway Cup, really. What kind of scenes greeted you when you came back into the village that Sunday night?
Similar to 2019, yeah. You look back in photos and videos on the phone from 3 weeks ago, and it's kind of surreal. The community came together, and there was a great crowd in the community centre and in the pub afterwards. So it's memories you cherish, and it's probably 15, 20 years' time when we're old and retired that we look back in those years and we'll really appreciate them. So, it was even nice talking to past players, the Richie Powers, the Tony Powers, who were involved on our management team, the Joe Murrays, who have won county medals in the past, but just to see the relief and the joy on their face, it really hits home.
Kenny, what was the highlight for you of the celebrations that followed here in McCormick?
Again, the crowd. We went through the village on a trailer going up, and just the crowd that followed us. It was unbelievable. Every time anyone we passed, they followed us up all the way. And so when you look back, you turn around, you see the crowd up there, and you're looking down through the village. It's a special memory. It's a memory that we'll cherish.
How soon after the final did you get back here to Curry Park and back on the training field?
We didn't get back here till Wednesday week after, so we had a 10-day break. And in fairness to the lads, vast majority are dual players, so they've been going week on week since the start of July, end of June, start of July. So we felt after the effort put in, and we had the 4-week break between winning the county final and the Munster semi-final, that we said, look, we'll give them the 10 days, take the break. I think they were glad of it. I think management were glad of it. Everyone was glad of the break. But when we came back, we hit the ground running, we've had a couple of very good sessions since.
In terms of the team that'll take the field on Sunday, Kenny, will there be any players missing from those players that hit the field against Donegal a couple of weeks ago?
Well, Conor Murray has gone travelling. He's gone to New Zealand. So we'll be missing him. A huge loss. Conor's been a stalwart, not only for Rathcormac, but for Waterford as well. He'll be a loss, but it's an opportunity for someone else to moss. That's why we have the panel, and Willie mentioned previous there about our Premier Intermediate team. They had a great year, lost to Roan Moore in the final, and we've seen subsequently how good Roan Moore are. It'll be an opportunity for those players to step up to the plate on Sunday.
Will Michael Curry be available? He got a straight red against Dyer last time out.
We're not too sure yet, Michal. Or Tomás, sorry, we're not too sure yet. We don't know.
Okay. Yeah. When will you find out?
Over the next few days.
Okay, very good. Willie, what do you know about your opponents, Castlehaven, heading to Sunday?
We actually played them in the past under Ger Powers management, so we know what they're like. They don't need any introduction to Munster football. They have some intercounty players, both hurling and football, the Cahalans, the Hurleys, the Collins, so we'll be under no illusion that they're coming up to get victory on Sunday, but we're not there to make up numbers either. We're not there to fill a semi-final spot. We've put in great work with Ross Brown, our S&C coach, the last 2 weeks, and actually think we're fitter than we were heading into the county final. So I think we're in a great position, and we're delighted to be there, but we'll be there to put in a performance and get a result on Sunday.
This is your second time heading into a Munster campaign. Willie, what are your memories from the last game that you faced against Milltown Melbay 4 years ago?
Yeah, Munster Championship is a step up again. It's the speed of football, of running games. It's winter football, but it doesn't take from the speed that's in those games. We lost by a kick of a ball in that game against Milltown Melbay in 2019. We know it's going to be tough, but we'll have to be on our top game on Sunday to get a result.
Kenny, there were some great Munster days for Rathcormac during the 90s. What was the best day out for the club in Munster in your view?
Oh, that's a tough one. I suppose in 96 we beat Mile Rovers, and then Lawn Rangers came to Friar Field. Lawn Rangers were the All-Ireland champions at the time, and it ended up being a draw. And we had to go down to Fitzgerald Stadium and play them down there, and I think we lost by 4 points. I think it was 8 points to four. Then in 99 we beat Mile Rovers again in the first round and ended up playing UCC. Below in Parky Ring, kick of a ball away from win, it ended up being a draw. We lost the replay back in Friar Field. Both those teams went on to win Munster that year. So, that team, it was an exceptional team, as anybody who knows football in Waterford. They were unlucky, but look, maybe they just weren't good enough as well, that they didn't get over the line. But they were some fantastic days, and they were great days out, especially going down to Killarney.
Were you in Parkycweave to see Castlehaven get over Cracklow after extra time last time out?
I was indeed, yeah. Look, Willie mentioned it. They have some fantastic footballers. Some great scores with the two Hurleys. The three Cahalans are playing. Rory Maguire, I know he makes some serious runs from full-back. Mark Collins playing there. So look, we're under no illusions. They're a good side. Cracklow were very well tutored under Colm Collins. Colm Collins is as good a manager as you're going to see over the last 10 years. And Cracklow were unlucky. You know, they set up well. But Castlehaven were probably the better team. They did deserve to get the result. And we know that they're coming down to Friar Field looking to get to a Munster final and probably win a Munster final.
William, what will be your routine now ahead of Sunday's match? Have you any rituals that you follow?
Nothing out of the ordinary, just the week ahead, I suppose, the gym on a Monday, bit of band work on a Tuesday, train Wednesday, and then from Thursday in, you're trying to stay focused on the game. We'll do a bit of video analysis on the Wednesday, but you're not trying to overthink the game. It's at the end of the day, it is just another game. We're trying to not get caught up in the occasion of it, and we'll enjoy it as well. Like, it is Munster Championship at the end of the day. These days don't come around too often. In a short playing career, you might only get a handful of chances, so we'll enjoy it, hope to get a result.
You're hoping to see the whole village of Redgormack out in force on Sunday in Dungarvan?
Yeah, the bunting and the flags are still up in the village from the county final, so there'll be great support. And there was a local wedding. Stephen Flynn got married there at the weekend, and the main conversation at the wedding was the match of the weekend. So yeah, there's plenty of lads looking forward to it, and it's not only our own village and community here in Clannagh and Redgormack, but we hope the county will come out and support us as well and get behind us and cheer us on.
Kenny, how much of an influence has Declan Brown been behind the scenes over the past couple of years?
Decky's been a massive influence on us. I think I spoke to you before on it in regards to not just his coaching ability, but his decision-making on the line, his calmness on the line. He sees things, I suppose, Willie'd even put it better, where he puts an arm around the player and might tell him one or two different things, you know, on the QT. That, you know, that's what he adds to the whole lot. And look, it's a huge bonus to have him on board with us.
And Willie, I'm sure Conor Murray will be tuning in from New Zealand. How much of a loss will he be on Sunday for you?
Conor is huge for us. Kenny mentioned it there for Clove and County. But even in the training field, on the training field and in the dressing room, he's a natural leader. He talks very well. He composes himself very well on and off the field. So we've even missed him now since he went away. But I was talking to him yesterday. He's missing a big time, but he'll be tuning in. And look, let's hope we can be ringing him after Sunday that we're going to a Munster final.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be tuned into WLR on Sunday. Kenny, just a final word just on the county scene. There was, around the time of the county final, there was a lot of uncertainty about what direction the Waterford senior team was heading in. What do you make of the appointment of former Redgormack clubman Paul Shankey as the new senior boss?
It's a left field appointment, and I'm sure Paul will admit that himself, but it's a very good appointment. I mean, like you said, Paul played his football here when he came down to Waterford first, so I know Paul fairly well. First of all, I wish him all the best of luck. And I think if everybody rows behind him and people row behind him, that, you know, success can be got for the footballers, particularly getting out of Division 4. Paul knows his football. He has All-Ireland medals at minor, under 21, senior. You know, you don't get those by not knowing your stuff. And, you know, he'll bring something different, and he'll bring a meat edge maybe to offer football, and wish him all the best.
Yeah, here's hoping. Well, Redgormack manager Kenny Hassett and Redgormack captain Willie Hassey, thanks a million for your time this evening, and all the best against Castlehaven on Sunday in Fairfield.
Thank you very much, Tomás. Thank you.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.